Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March 18, 2024. Change your thinking. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men that the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through verse 9. Today's more soul. One of the most important items in the body is the brain. This is why the enemy of your soul wants to control it. He knows that if he can control your way of thinking, he control your entire body. Folks are suffering from PTSD because they won't change the way they think. People are depressed, lonely, stressed, hopeless, and joyless because they won't change their way of thinking. People go to work, come home tired and weary because they won't change their way of thinking. People say that they don't find enjoyment in church because things are mundane and boring, and that is because they don't change their way of thinking. I have yet to find Jesus mundane and boring. People, yes, but not Jesus. Church ought to be about Jesus and the gospel, not some science fiction movie or political agenda. None of that is going to fix the broken heart. People need Jesus so that they can change how they think, act, live, and see things. Paul told the church at Philippi to think on whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue or if there be any praise, think on these things. He said that if they did this, they would have the peace of God with them. As Isaiah said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Isaiah 26:3. What are you thinking on? I pray that it is on the things of God. If you change your thinking, the body will follow. Keep your mind on Jesus and see what happens. Sing this song with me today. He's changing me. My blessed Savior, I'm not the same person that I used to be. Well, it's been slow going, but there's a knowing that someday perfect I will be. But for today, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Matthew chapter 17, verse 19 through 20.